This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. There's a new program for medical sonograph technicians at Pikes Peak State College in Colorado Springs. There's also a new lab to support them. The new facility will train students to use ultrasound technology that diagnose and monitor a range of health conditions. The school says demand is growing for such medical imaging professionals. The median annual wage for a sonographer in Colorado is almost $110,000. At least one Democratic lawmaker is calling for an investigation into the Trump administration's retaliation against Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senator John Hickenlooper is calling on inspectors general to investigate how federal resources were used to target Colorado. This comes after the Denver Post reported on an email the White House sent to five federal agencies to, quote, discuss immediate actions that your department or agency can take with respect to Colorado. Soon after, the Trump administration canceled hundreds of millions of dollars of grants to the state. Democratic Representative Diana DeGette says punishing states for purely partisan reasons is illegal. Republican Representative Jeff Hurd says the administration should explain what happened, adding that federal power cannot be used for political retaliation. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The state's fifth largest city has a new city manager. Jonathan Cain was selected following a national search after current manager Kathy Hodgson announced her retirement. She has served in the role for the past 18 years. Cain is currently the town manager of Nederland north of Boulder. Lakewood's city council will formally approve his contract at its meeting on August 24th. This is CPR News in KRCC.